Regana, starting next spring, there will be a resumption of flights from Regana International Airport to the Twin Cities. Officials from the airport and from WestJet announced Monday that there will be 7-day-a-week direct flights from Regana to Minneapolis-St. Paul starting on April 28, 2024. The flights will depart Regana at 8:15 a.m. daily beginning on that date and arrive at Minneapolis-St. Paul at 11:16 a.m. daily. The flights will connect to 73 destinations across the United States through a codeshare partnership with Delta Airlines. The route will utilize WestJet's Bombardier Q400 aircraft, which will carry 78 passengers both to and from Regana and Minneapolis St. Paul. The route has been in the works for some time. Previously, there were daily direct flights to Minneapolis St. Paul run by Northwest Airlines, and then by Delta Airlines until they pulled out in 2016. From that point on, there had been intense lobbying from the Regana business community as well as efforts from the airport itself to try and get that routes and other American routes restored. But those efforts took a hit during the pandemic years, when travel to and from the airport ground to a halt. Since the end of the pandemic restrictions, work resumed on trying to restore direct flights to the USA. In October, WestJet CEO Alexis von Honsbrowich met with political leaders and other stakeholders in Regana, in which regular direct flights to the United States were a prime topic from those attending. Minister of Trade and Export Development Jeremy Harrison said his government had been working for about 5 years to obtain a direct international connection to a hub city in the United States. "We have been at different points very close to having flights secured. Obviously, the pandemic had a major role on the front end and the back end of the timeline of making that happen, but today is a very positive day," said Harrison. The flights from Regana are being backed by a guarantee from the provincial government. Harrison confirmed the province is providing $500,000 a year for 3 years to the Regana Airport Authority to support the route. He said this minimum revenue guarantee is similar to the one for Saskatoon Airport Authority last year when their flights to Minneapolis St. Paul were resumed. He pointed to the importance economically from a business and tourism perspective, as well as for event hosting. "All of this means we are going to have significant economic benefits accrue to the city and the province in a more general sense," said Harrison. Jared McCoach-Jerk, director of Alliances and Airport Affairs for WestJet, said they had heard from the community that direct air access was important. "It was really about the economic development and the tourist links. The fact that there hasn't been a direct route on a daily year-round service since 2016 is incredible. What pushed this route over the line," he said, was the commitment from Regana Airport Authority, James Bogish, and a lot of the partners, including the province of Saskatchewan, to work with us and make sure that we could do something for summer. When we build schedules, we build them either for the winter or for the summer. When we were in conversations with them about the best time to do it, summer was the best time. That's why we launched it now." McCoach-Jerk noted the daily flights to Minneapolis St. Paul out of Saskatoon have been proving very well. "Right from the beginning we saw very positive bookings." He believes routes from both Saskatoon and Regana can coexist. "It's not necessarily just about Minneapolis. As I said, we had a very strong codeshare partnership with Delta, and as of next week, you'll be able to book in a single ticket from Regana all the way to 70 destinations. So it's not about this, the destination, it's about all of the ability to onward points not only in the United States but beyond." Regana Airport Authority CEO James Bogish was jubilant about the news of the Twin Cities routes, telling reporters this had been his number one priority at the airport for a while. "This has been the number one thing as a CEO to try to resolve," said Bogish. "And ironically, it's not the airport that tries to resolve these issues, it's the airline. And I want to publicly thank WestJet for taking the opportunity to see the future of Regana's economy and jump on board at bringing in this amazing service beginning April 28. Make no mistake, we're going to keep at this, we're going to look to grow this service, and we're going to look to make sure that our capital city here in beautiful Saskatchewan is now reconnected back to the United States on a full-time basis year-round."